بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال تعالى: الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا. In the chapter of yaqeen, having conviction on the words of Allah Ta'ala, and tawakkul, full trust on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that whatever Allah has said, our deen, our teachings, all the commandments, akhirat, qabr, jannah, jahannam, a person has full conviction on that, and full trust on Allah, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. And we learn the lessons from the Sahaba, which Allah depicts in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, these people, that is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when it was said to them, the people told them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, the people, the whole alliance, the whole world has gathered against you. That is around Medina Sharif, the Quraysh of Makkah came and they had made all the other non-believers also come, the Jews from inside and the Munafiqeen, all of them have gathered against you. So, فَخْشَوْهُمْ, have fear of them. That is what human nature is. We will fear human beings. We will fear the worldly powers, which are called superpowers. But we forget the real super mighty power is only Allah's power. And we also start fearing superpowers of this world. And they are nothing more than what a fly is. They haven't even got the power of a fly, but unfortunately we don't have that conviction in our hearts. We fear these people. So when the Sahaba were told, fear them, فَزَادَهُمْ imana, their iman increased, and they did not have any fear whatsoever, and spontaneously they said, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, the mighty power of Allah is sufficient for us. And he is what a good wakil, a representative, a guide, a guard, a protector Allah Ta'ala is. So we don't have to worry about all this, all the enemies of the world whatsoever. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, the result of this was, they went the outward conditions they faced, but they finally returned with the ni'mat of Allah, the booty of war. They won the wars against all of the alliance, and they got the booty also, and they returned with that. وَفَضْلِهِ, and more than that, Allah gave them out of His kindness, out of His mercy. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ, and no harm came to them whatsoever. They came out completely clear and victorious. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, and what was this? They followed the commands and what Allah Ta'ala wanted from them. And وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah is that being whose fadl, that is that Allah's mercy, kindness, without us doing anything, just out of Allah's mercy, out from Himself, from His own side, is very, very great. So what we have to do, what this ayah teaches us, the previous chapter was on taqwa, that we should have the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And from there then, the next stage is, we must have this full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, today we have trust on material things. Just what the commands of Allah are and what Allah tells us to do, we seem to forget it so quickly. And what scientists tell us, atheist scientists, what government tells us, corporate media, we fall for that. And we believe that that is our solution and that is the power of the world. Somebody just put some fear of something, close masjid, and immediately we forget the commands of Allah that the masjid must be open, and we close the masjid. We follow all the ways of the non-believers. So it is necessary that we have this full yaqeen, full conviction on our deen, that our deen is absolute. It is the only way for us to move forward. Not that dunya matters, these are just the outward things which Allah has put for us. And the ways of the kuffar and the teachings of the kuffar are completely to be out of the lives of a mu'min. We shouldn't pay attention to it, even like a fly buzzing around us. Even so much we shouldn't pay attention to the kuffar and what fears they put. Shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr. Today many people say if you don't get, for example, a university education, then your poverty will come to you. From where will you earn? How will you live? Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi says, we forget that we are singing the song of shaitan. This is shaitan's words, ya'idukum al-faqr, that you will be, poverty will come to you. And we don't have trust that if we learn Allah's kalam and Quran and hadith that we will be sustained. We believe that if we learn kufr things, then we will get our rosy and we will be sustained. So it is very important that we correct our iman and our yaqeen, and we have full reliance, tawakkul, on Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And for such people, the first thing, Allah puts peace of mind and contentment of heart Allah ta'ala gives them. Then Allah blesses them and shows the world that He makes them successful. As we see the Taliban, how they have overpowered all the superpowers of the world merely on the strength and basis of Iman on Allah, in Allah Ta'ala. So we also should have that and have full conviction that complying to the laws of Allah Ta'ala in the Shariat and the Deen of Allah, only in there lies our success. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.